mamalos and mardos kamras. Maybe you're talking about specific rishus harabim in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael there's no rishus harabim that is straight and accessible to the rabbin. They all have things that go up and go down, and they're not nicha tashmishtei. It's not something that the rabbin can use easily. And therefore, they don't have a din of rishus harabim in HaTorah. Rashi, malos and mardos shabaka amras. That's not like Digle Midbar. In the Midbar, they walked without any obstructions. And the streets in Eretz Israel that are highways or whatever all have what's it called areas that go up and go down. They're not nicha. They're not easily traversed. And therefore, they're not Rishus Rabin means that Rishus Rabin has to be able to walk through it easily. And here it's not an easy thing to walk through, and it's not similar to what it was in the Midbar, and therefore it's not a Rishus Rabin Deraisa. So that's what's it called? That's what Abaye said to Rav Dimi, right? So Omar Lei, so Rav Dimi said to Abaye, Karkafna Chazise L'Reishe, Be'amude. I see an important head amongst the pillars in the Beis HaMedrash. The Omer Rav Yochanan, Lahashmaisa, Itmar Nami, when Rav Yochanan said this thing over, he said it not much like you said. What you said as a possibility is exactly what Rav Yochanan meant. Itmar Nami, what's it called? Ki also Ravin, Omer Rav Yochanan, right? Ki Omer Rav Yochanan, Lahashmaisa, right? When he said this, what's it called? You must have been there. In other words, as if you were there, because you heard what Rav Yochanan said, even though you weren't there. See, that's what Rav Dimi told Abaye. Itmar Nami. And we have a Taka Memra that says, Ki also Ravin, Amr of Yochanan, the Amri Lo Amr of Avo, Amr of Yochanan, Malo Sumardo Shaber Israel, and Chayovim Mishus Rabin. It's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said that he meant. And even though Abaye wasn't there when Rabbi Yochanan said it, but Dimi said, you're such a smart person, it's as if you were there and heard what he said, because that you were Machavin to the Emes. Why? Like we explained, they're not like the Digle Midbar. In the Midbar, they walked without obstruction. And here, the Rishus HaRabins in Eretz Yisrael all have obstructions. Rashi, Karkatna Bal HaGugolis, Klamar Adam Choshev. You have a good head. Right, as we saw. Amudei Shel Beis Medrash HaShem Rabbi Yochanan. It was as if you were sitting there amongst the pillars in the Beis Medrash HaShem Rabbi Yochanan and heard him say it. Because that's exactly what he said. She'enon kedigle midbar, the eretz chalaka hoysa, she'ha'an and mashvosa. In the midbar, there were no obstructions. Because the anonim used to, make the mountain, flatten them out, and take away any other obstructions. So they had a clear, straight path. So only a straight path that the rabbin could walk through without obstructions called Rishus HaRabin. Okay. Bo minei rechava mi rava. Tel ha'eslaket asor mitoch arba. The rabbin bokimbo, chayovin alav mishum rishus harabim, or ain chayovin alav. You have a tela mislake, right, which is an incline that as you go four amas, it goes up 10 tefachim. So, and the rabbin walk over, it's like a ramp, and the rabbin go right through it. So, is that, have a din of rishus harabim or not? The Ritva points out it has to be at least 16 amas wide. So it's a 16 amas wide ramp that goes on an incline of 4 amas, 10 tefachim. So is that a Rishus HaRabim or not? So Mar says, Aliva the Rabbanan lo si boy aloch, right? According to the Rabbanan who say, we don't say osi rabim avatul mechitza, right? A ramp that is has a dinner of Rishus HaYochid, because it's, what's it called? At least 4 by 4, and it's 10 tefachim high. So the sides are considered mechitzas that go all the way up. So when you're on that ramp, you're in Rishus HaYochid. The only problem is that on that ramp, the rabbim go up that ramp. So the rabbanim hold, you don't say that the rabbim are mevatel the mechitzes. So for sure, it's considered not a Rishus HaRabim. So Rishus HaYochid. Hashto machwasim de nicha tashmishtei amri rabbanim lo asir rabbim mevatel mechitza hachad lo nicha tashmishtei lo koshke. Right, in a regular case, we have, what's it called, regular mechitzas, or by the case of Pasei Biros, and the rabbin walk right through it, still, it does not mevatel the Pasei Biros. It's what's it called, it's considered a Rishus HaYochid. And the rabbin don't destroy the mechitzas. Over here, and that's where it's easy to walk through. right? Just walk right through the open spaces in the Pasuk B'Rov. Here, where it's difficult to traverse it, it's an incline. Kol Shekein, you don't say that the Rabbim are mevatel the mechitzas of the ramp. Kisi boya lachalib Rabbi Yehuda. But the question is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mahos, and by the Pasuk B'Rov, Yehuda says you have to redirect the, David pointed out, it's not to redirect the Pasuk B'Rov, because that's sometimes impossible. You have to redirect the Rabbim that they don't walk through. They have to put them to the side, outside the Pasuk B'Rov. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to redirect the Rabbim. Because if there's a Rabbim walking through the Pasuk B'Rov, the Mevatel, the Mechitzes, my. So according to him, this question is a question. Over there, my Hasam, the Mechitzes, Hashmishtei, that's when it's easy to walk through. So you have a Rabbim easily walking through the Pasuk B'Rov, that makes it Ois Rishus HaYachid. Right? Then the Rabbim are Mevatel, the Mechitzes. But maybe give according to Yehuda, it's only when the rabbin can walk easily. Then it becomes a Rishus HaRabbin, not a Rishus HaYachid. But if the rabbin have a hard time getting up this thing, it's on an incline, then even Rabbi Yehuda holds the rabbin aren't Mavatul Mechitzes. Oh, Dilma Loshna, or maybe there's no difference. As long as the rabbin go, even if they go with difficulty, they break up the Mechitzes. Omer Lecha Yovim, right, Lamaisa, what's it called? He says that you're... And even if you have to use a rope to get through, in other words, it's really not nicha tashmishte. It's impossible to walk through there without pulling yourself up on ropes. Otherwise, you fall down the slope. Right? Is that also considered? But Rabbim can do that. Is that also considered Rishus HaRabbim or not? Amar Le'in, yeah. Va'afilu b'malos beis maron. Amar Le'in, yeah. Even if it's totally not nicha tashmishte, right? Like the malos beis maron is the staircase. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, people could walk only one at a time, single file, up a mountain pass. Very difficult to walk up. Still, if the Rabbim go there, they break the mechitzas according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Omer le'inya, Rashi. Va'afilu olin lo b'chevel, boyehi, b'chavah k'omerla. It's part of the shayla. Malos beis maron, kufa ma'od. It's a very steep incline. U'malak tzora. It's a very narrow, path. U'mahalkin bo b'zachar. Zeh, you walk single file up this mountain. Velo shnayim yachad. K'damrin b'rosh Hashanah, k'dmei maron, k'malos beis maron. So the Maisa, even though it's a very difficult thing, you can't walk through easily, or you even need ropes to get through, but if the Rabbim can go there, it breaks up the Mechitzas according to Yehuda. Even if it's Lo Nicha Tashmishte. And it must be talking over here, where for some reason there's no two legitimate mechitzas, because if there's two legitimate mechitzas, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the rabbim aren't mevatel. Right? That's what Gemara said before. If you have two houses on the side, it has to be over here that these mechitzas lechora are bidei shamayim, and therefore they don't count. Okay. Eisei chotzer shaharabim nichnasim la bezu v'yotzim bezu. Right, a chotzer that the rabbim walk in on one side and go out the other side. Rishus HaRabim Matuma or Rishus HaYochid HaShavis. It has a din of Rishus HaRabim Matuma because that depends on people, how many people are there. And therefore it's a Rishus HaRabim and Sofik Tuma in that Chatzar is Mutter. Rishus HaYochid, but it has a din of Rishus HaYochid HaShavis because it has legitimate mechitzas. Where it says money. Ile Marabonon Hashtu Mahasim the Nicha Tashmishte Amri Rabonon Loasu Rabim Vati Mechitzta Hagat Lom Nicha Tashmishte Lo Kol Shekein. If the Rabbanan hold by Pasuk B'Rov, where it's easily the Rabbin goes through, still they're not Mevatel Mechitzes. Over here, where the openings in the Chatzah are not Mamizek and Negedzeh. You can't walk in. You have to, what's it called? They're Psachim. So it's not easy just to walk straight through. You have to get through the door, through the openings or whatever, walk around a little bit. It's not Nicha Tashmishte that much. So surely the Rabbin aren't Mevatel Mechitzes. El Alav Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't it Rabbi Yehuda? And still you see that what's it called? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Rabbim are Mevatel Mechitzes. Yeah. So Gemara says, lo, la'olam rabbonim. It's the rabbonim. Right, what's the chiddush then? According to the rabbonim, the rabbim are never mavakal mechitzas. Rishus harabim v'tumah shtarichalei. It came to tell me the chiddush that it's a rishus harabim v'tumah. But even though it's a rishus hayochid for Shabbos. Toshma, mavuos ha'mefuloshos, beboros, desichin of ha'maros, rishus hayochid for Shabbos, rishus harabim v'tumah. Where it says, if you have alleys, mavuos, that are opened into boros, sichin, and maoros, all different kinds of excavations. So there are rishus hayochid for Shabbos, even though the rabbim go through it, but there are rishus harabim v'tumah, because the rabbim are there. It's not a private place. For tumah, it depends on if it's private or not, if there's more than three people there. There's usually more than three people, then there's rishus harabim v'tumah. Where it says, but boros, so kadaitach. What does that mean? How could you have a mavui that's in a bore? Right? The metzias isn't there. Ela lib boros. It's opened into boros. The mavui has on both sides boros, which you have to go down into, or sichin, or ma'aras, all different kinds of excavations. So if the rabbin can't go straight through without going down and up, it obstructs them. So there's obstructions on both sides of the, where the rabbin walk. So that's a reshus hayochid l'shabbos. The ma'aras is money. Who does that go according to? That is reshus hayochid. And the rabbim are not mevatel the mechitzas. Ilem rabbanon hashdu ma'hosim de nichat hashmish de amri lo asu rabbim mevatel leila hachad lo nichat hashmish de koshke. You don't need the rabbanon to have to tell me this chiddush. According to the rabbanon, even where it's easy to walk, the rabbim aren't mevatel the mechitzas and remains reshus hayochid. Not reshus harabbim for even though the rabbim walk through. Kol shekein where it's obstructed. So the rabbanon didn't have to say their halach in a case of an obstruction. Because they hold even when there's no obstruction, the rabbim aren't mevatel mechitzas. Elamai, it must be Rabbi Yehuda. Elalav Rabbi Yehudi. And you see the Rabbi Yehuda holds where it's lone, and he holds that the rabbim are mevatel mechitzas only where it's easily gone through. But if there's an obstruction, not. So let's learn from here that Rabbi Yehuda holds lo asi rabbim where it's an obstruction. Versus lo. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds asi rabbim even where there's an obstruction. La'olam Rabbanan. And this only goes according to the Rabbanan, who hold that the Rabbim never break up the Mechitzos. Rishus HaRabim L'tumah is Tzarichalei. Here's the same thing. You had to tell me it's Rishus HaRabim L'tumah. The Chiddush is not that it's Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos. That's for sure. Right? That we don't need a Chiddush to tell me that. The Rabbanan hold that even if it wouldn't be obstructed. But since it's obstructed, I might think that it's not considered Rishus HaRabim for Tuma. No, it's Rishus HaRabim L'tumah. Toshma, Shvile Beis Gilgul, Ukiyotzi Bohen, Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos, or Rishus HaRabim L'Tumah. The Ezu Shvile Beis Gilgul, what is Shvile Beis Gilgul? Right, the pathways of Beis Gilgul. Amrei Dvei Rabbiane, Kol She'en Ho Eved Yochal Litol Sor Shel Chitin, the Yoritz L'Fnei Sarigyo. It's a path that is so difficult to, you can't go through it easily, that an Eved can't carry a saw of chitin on his back and run through it in front of a soldier, of an officer. In other words, he has the incentive to run, he still can't run. He's carrying a load, and if it's obstructed enough to obstruct this guy carrying a saw, running and can't run through easily, then it's already called Shvile Beis Gilgul, and it's not considered Rishus HaRabim, because again, it's not Dome L'Digle Midbar. In the Midbar, they walk through without any obstruction. Here, it's too steep. It's a steep path, steep enough to make a person not be able to run up it, carrying something. Rashti. Chotzer sheharavim nichnasim la, derech psachim, o protzo shel eser. You have a chotzer that's broken open with ten amas, what's it called, openings, or with doorways, up till 10 amas, and still, even though the rabbim go through it, the mechitzas are intact, they're not mevatel the mechitzas, and it remains reshus hayochid for Shabbos. The lo nichat hashmishte, the rabbim madrisa, shapsochim kitzarim, the gedudim yesh biskofa, the pshita lo mevatel the kiyas rabbim mechitzas. Right over here, it's not nichat hashmishte, because when you still have to come through these doorways. You can't just walk straight through like you walk through the midbar, right? Wide open spaces. You had a, what's it called? There are things left on the side. You have to navigate your way through the doors. So it's not Nicha Tashmish Day completely. So it can't be the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold even where it's Nicha Tashmish Day, it's not Mevatel. Kol Shekein, in this case, what do you need the Rabbanan to tell me in this case where it's not easily gone through? Elalav Rabbi Yehuda. Tashminin, the Hechad lo Nicha Tashmish Day Modi. That Rabbi Yehuda would agree that where it's not easily gone through, that the Rabbim aren't Mevatel and Mechitzas. Right? Where it says no. It's going only according to the Rabbanan. And the Chiddush is not in the case of Shabbos, the Chiddush is in the case of Tumah. The Bor is Sokadai, the Hechi Avi Mavi, the Sokabor. How can you have a Mavi in the middle of a Bor? Le Boro, Sheish Bor, Barosho Echer, the Sofa Achas Tzorah, Mahalkin Shom Adsha Ovid. Right? The, what's it called? There's a Bor on that one side, so when you go through it, you have to walk on the side, or you have to walk through the Bor, and therefore it's not easily gone from one end to the other. So, in that situation, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. Shvilei Beis Gilgul, Ma'ala Gavoa Uskufa Hiberitz Israel. It's a mountain pass, very steep pass that you can't run up carrying something. Okay? So that's also not considered Rishus HaRabim, Deraisa. Again, it's only Deraisa. I mean, the Rabbanan are not allowed to carry there. It's no worse than a carnival. But it's not as Deraisa. It's not because it's not Dome Ladigle Midbar. Money. So who does that go according to? That the what's it called? Shvilei Beis Gilgul, which lechora are a real what's it called? They're still a Rishus Hayochid l'Shabbos because they're not easily traversed. And we don't say the Rabbim, since it's not easy for the Rabbim to go there, we say that the Rabbim are not Mavatul Mechitzes. Who does that go according to? Ilei Marabbanon. Hashdu ma'hosim b'nichi tashmishti amri rabbanan lo asu rab mevat mimechitzta hachet lo nicha tashmishti lo kol shekei. Where the rabbanan hold that the rabbim are not mevatul the mechitzas, right? Where it's easy to walk through. Kol shekein over here where it's not easy. So what do I need to be told? The rabbanan hold that this is a reshus hayochid of what's it called? For Shabbos, it's kol shekei. For sure it's a reshus hayochid, right? I don't need to know this case. This case is a lesser of a chiddush than the case the rabbanan said by Pasei Biros. Elalav Rabbi Yehuda. Must be that it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chiddush is according to him. And even Rabbi Yehuda holds where it's not Nicha Tashmish, by Kasei B'Rose, it's Nicha Tashmish Day. It's easy for the Rabbin to go through. Then they're Mevatel Mechitzes. But where it's not easy for them to go through, then they are not Mevatel Mechitzes. Bomalei, no. Shvilei Beis Gilgul Ka'omras. You're talking about Shvilei Beis Gilgul, which was in Eretz Israel, and now we're going to explain why Dafke Eretz Israel was different. Yoshua Oyv Israel, Haya. Yoshua. What's it called? Like Klal Yisrael, and you want to do them a favor. Omar v'tikin lahem drachin v'srakya, and he was masakin reshus harabim, highways and srakya is also a highway. Kol hecha the nicha tashmishte, wherever the road was easily traveled over, right? There were no obstructions. Masal harabim. Then he gave those over to the rabbin, and they became what's it called reshus harabim. But where it wasn't easily traversed, even those areas he gave over to Yechidim. And since they belonged to Yechidim, who could theoretically obstruct people from going there, they didn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. That's Dafka and Eretz Yisrael. Dafka and Eretz Yisrael, there were Rishus HaRabims, right, that were fit to be highways that were in the hands of individuals. And the fact that they were owned by an individual wasn't the difference. The fact they were owned by an individual means he could obstruct the rabbin from going there. And only in Eretz Yisrael that applied. Chutz La'aretz, the rabbin went through. That was it. It wasn't given over to individuals.
If he doesn't obstruct them, it's not.
Even if he doesn't, but since it's not Domele Digle Midbar. Digle Midbar didn't belong to a yachid that he could even possibly obstruct them. See one second, what's if it's by all things, it was only by things of no nicha tashmishte. So anyway, they weren't nicha. And they would belong to a yachid who could close it off completely if he wanted. So both things together made it not Doma L'Digle Nigla. Oy Yisrael, Hayev Amalos Umardos, Eretz Yisrael, Modin Lecha. I agree with you. In the areas of Eretz Yisrael that go up and down, steep inclines, down and up or down, where it's not easy to go, there's a separate reason why those things aren't Rishus HaRabim. Not just because they're not easy to traverse. That in itself wouldn't take away the, what's it called, the Din of Rishus HaRabim. But the fact that it belonged to individuals, the ain chayom amayim, the chayamrinu lecha, the chayot mishara rosas kamina. It's only other places that they're chayim. But in a chanami, in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yehuda is also mogel. You have both things together. Belongs to a yachid, and it's difficult to traverse. And since the yachid could close it off, and as it is, it's not so domed to digle nidbar. There, everybody holds it doesn't have rishus harav. Does not have rishus harav. See, in the maskana, Tosfos holds that in Eretz Yisrael, since it's masul yachid, and it's also not nicha tashmishtei, right? According to Yehuda, it's a rishus yachid. And we don't say the rabbin on the battle the mechitzas. And if it's nicha tashmish tek tzas, then we say osi rabbin. That's what Tosfos holds. That you need both things. Mosul rabbin and lo nicha tashmish tek. And the lo nicha tashmish tek klal. It's impossible, not impossible, but it's very difficult to go through. If it's a little bit not difficult, even if it's mosul rabbin Tosfos holds, it's still according to Yehuda, you say osi rabbin. The Chazon Ish brings a Tosfos Yishanim, and he says, he argues, and he says, once it's Masul Yachid, even if it's Nicha Tashmishte, we don't say Osi Rab. Because since the Yachid could break it off, that in itself makes it not Domela Digle Midbar. Right? But if it's what's it called, that's if it's Mamish like a rabbit. But if it's only a din that Yoshua gave it over to the rabbit, to the Yachid, it's not really Chol Yachid. He just made it that Yechidim can claim it if they want, right? They can use it as if it's their own. Then it has to be lo nicha tashmishtei. That's what Tosfos Yishanim holds. And the Ritva holds, even if it's nicha tashmishtei, if it's shayach to a yachid, then it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. And if it's lo nicha tashmishtei a lot, then it's also not domed to the midbar, and it's also not a din of Rishus HaRabim deraisa.